Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, we just did our little Christmas exchange with each other. We did it later, and it was kind of fun to do it that way.
It is, because, you know, all the hubbub's gone.
Yeah,
it's so it's kind of nice to have a little treat.
It's like a little special treat. You got me a little German house that's like tin, right?
Yeah,
is it tin?
Mm-hmm.
And you put a little incense cone in it, and the chimney smokes.
It's
I
so
love
hookah.
It. I can't wait to use it.
I know.
I'm so excited. It's so me because it's like a little.
Yeah.
I like littles. You know,
yeah, you
I
love
like
miniature
I do,
things.
I do love littles. And yeah. I also got the Lazy Genius Kitchen from you.
I know.
Kendra Dachi, shout out. Kendra, if you are listening, we adore you.
Kendra, she's awesome. She's become a friend of the podcast in this last year.
Yes. What's your good day?
Well, I wanted to say what you got me.
Oh.
So
okay.
For
yes,
Christmas,
yes,
you
yes.
got me. You know, here's what I have to say about this.
Okay. All right.
Gifts. It is truly about the thoughtfulness.
Yes,
and you
yes,
know when you say
yes.
the thought that counts, blah, 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 and sometimes it's like, no, they can't.
I don't mean it
like that. You found two really cool vintage Disney pieces that are so cool.
Shout out Kelvin
at
Frentic in the Nest. If you are listening.
Downtown Worcester.
Yes.
They have a really great,
great.
Store that that supports hospice in our area.
Yes. It's I would call it an upscale thrift store.
Totally.
Really. It's a thrift store, but it's really, really nice.
Yeah. And so the funny thing is I was there over the Christmas break with my family
mm-hmm.
and one of the ladies that works there, Brittany,
mm-hmm.
I actually don't know her, but you do.
I sure do.
And she walked up and she whispered, "Hey, if you give me $20, I'll tell you what Leanne got you for Christmas."
Yeah.
And I was like, that's funny. So we have a reputation in our town for loving the Disney. Well, I have loved the Disney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you got me a Seven Dwarfs nesting doll set.
Yes.
That's really cool.
So cute.
And then a vintage mini vinyl figure that's very cool.
Yes. The vintage mini is like if I was going to be a Disney super fan, she's cool.
It's good. Yeah, it's really good. My good day is the holidays were great.
Yes.
You know, we're kind of on the tail end. We still have... We're in that weird part where you don't know what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying I feel like Jabba the Hutt sitting on my couch, just like, oh, what's next? Let's do stuff. But we had a great holiday. So my sister and her husband brought the boys up to Ohio. And they were here for a week. They even added a day that we weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. So the day before, they're like, what if we stay another day? And we all were like, yeah. So that was really great. And then we had friends from...
Oh, was that a little burp? Excuse you. I almost said bless you, but I was like, no, you don't do that.
Our friends from Brooklyn, New York City, were in town, Emma and Adrian, and they've come I think this is the fourth year that they've come. And we just have a great time with them.
Yeah.
They use our home kind of as a home base,
yes.
but we do Christmas morning with them. They go visit other friends and family in the area. But the funny part about them is our friend Emma,
the burps. What's going on?
I don't know. Our friend Emma is Jewish. She was raised in New York.
Okay.
Her family is Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Like, they aren't like Jewish, like, oh, we're Jewish because our ancestors were Jewish. They're Jewish like we go to temple.
Yes,
her dad has been to Israel many times.
Active in their faith.
And so, but they also like to go to church with us.
Okay.
So they were like, hey, are we going to church on the Sunday before Christmas? And we were like, yes. And they had questions. And the funniest part that made us laugh. And it's, you know, it just reminds me that our curiosity is, your curiosity is, can just be a gift.
Yeah. Right.
Because
and
asking
we all don't do faith the same.
Yeah. And just asking questions and, you know, that. So anyway, we were getting ready to go to church and Emma's like, okay, I have a couple questions. Are we taking communion today? And I said, I think we are. And she said, well, I need to tell you about last year when we came, because our church, we didn't do it this year the same way, but last year they had like the communion that's in like a little cup with the wafer on top.
Yes.
So you just peel back it. The thing and you get a wafer.
It kind of reminds me of the Chick-fil-A ketchups and dipping sauces. You know, you
peel
back
creamers that you get at the diner, the individual creamers.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, are we going to do that communion again? And I said, I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but I think we are. And she said, because last year I was very confused. She said, I thought your church was giving out commemorative K-cups for Christmas of like coffee, because that's what it kind of looked like. And she was like, are we getting the commemorative K-cups? And I said, well, that wasn't a commemorative K-cup.
That's so funny.
And, you know, there's just something really sweet. Yeah, about seeing each other's life and seeing each other's perspective. So we had a great time with our friends and family that were in town for the holidays.
Awesome.
But listen, I'm not going to lie. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Listen, it's a lot.
I did say.
The holidays are a lot. I mean, and what a blessing to say like it's a lot.
It is.
Right? I mean.
Listen, here's the truth.
There are a lot of lonely people.
You and I both have gone through years where we feel like there's nobody around for the holidays. We've both had those moments through the years. Mm-hmm. There are times where I felt like, oh, where is everybody?
Yeah, right.
And I didn't feel like that this year.
Yeah,
it was
that's
full.
Awesome.
It was very full.
That's good.
But I did come to a point where Mallory was like, hey, are you doing okay? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing okay. I was like, I don't know what the clothes situation is.
Like,
my underwear drawer is getting low. My sock drawer is getting low. And she's like, well, this is the first time she's ever done this to me, by the way, in 2 years of having a podcast. She's like, well, I listened to this podcast a couple weeks ago that was like, hey, maybe keep your routines going during the holidays. And I was like, are you serious right now? Because I will fight you. And she was like, well, I'm just saying.
She's like, well, you could go put those underwears in the washer.
She didn't say that. Yeah. You know what she actually did say is she said, I will do your laundry for you.
Aww,
if you want.
That's so sweet. So my good day is that Joey Miller, our youngest son, came home for an extended period over Christmas. Almost. So it was literally just short of a week. It was so, so precious. He just spent time with us. We went thrifting. I love going thrifting with our kids.
Yeah,
you know that they have always loved it.
Your child, Joey Miller, when he was like 11.
Yeah.
Loved going to the flea markets and
he's still
like
that way.
Digging through bins of stuff.
He's like a little scavenger.
Yeah.
He just can, and he can find the stuff.
Yeah.
So we went thrifting and then he spent a whole morning until about 1 o'clock with his Amish grandmother.
That's so sweet.
Learning to bake pies from her.
I love that.
And I just loved that.
Yeah.
We ate those pies like nobody's business.
I need to try this French silk pie.
Oh, it you know, and I'm just very honored and feel very fortunate. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that our boys want to be with us.
Yeah.
Like they want to be with us and it's so sweet.
Well, you were showing me earlier, Joey got you a really cool, really it was from your whole family.
It was from the whole family because it, you know, it was a price point that needed the whole family to chip in, but they got me and I'm telling you, I told them all, I said, I'm going to wear this until I'm dead and I'm not sure who's going to get it in the end. Teddy said, I remind him of Gucci Mane, the rapper. And because it's kind of a little bit gaudy, but I like things a little bit gaudy.
You do.
It is a locket with a tiger on it. And the tiger has a little diamond in his mouth. And the tiger eyes are rubies.
Yeah.
And then inside the locket, Joey cut pictures that fit perfectly. One of Daryl and I when we were first married and one of our family now.
I love that.
And it's just so thoughtful and so precious. And he did some sleuthing and...
Well, it's actually engraved on the back with SSS. So we were coming up with, you know, those aren't your initials. Because it's an antique piece
probably
that somebody
dead,
else owned.
It's probably a dead person's initials.
Yeah, Sally, Susan, and Sarah.
Yeah, something.
But we were trying to come up with like what your words are. It's like sassy, sexy, and
no, not sexy.
Silly.
No, I don't like sexy.
I know you don't like that, but Daryl probably does.
How about sassy, smart, and silly? I like that better.
I don't think I would put smart as one of your top S words. But
how
that's a great
dare you?
We're still workshopping it. We can still workshop it.
Yeah, it's still up. It's still up in the air.
Smart is it my
rude.
Listen.
So rude. I didn't do very well on the ACT.
If you have some
S
words you'd like to text Leanne, slide into her DMs and give her some S words.
Give me some S words.
Smart, that's awesome.
And don't make smart one of them. Okay. So today what we're going to talk about is a little bit of a recap of our year. Not our year just as a podcast, but as people.
Yes.
And our hope is that we We literally spur you on. We literally encourage you to get out your phone, go through your camera roll, go through your archives of your social media, and go over your year.
Yeah.
Because there are some things that literally I kind of forgot about.
Well, and you said this while we were, because we did this in the same room together. You know, we didn't really talk about it yet, but we were both scrolling our phones and you were like, it's kind of sobering to look back at your year and say what you thought was important.
Yes.
Like, what do you think is important? Because it shows up on your, what are you taking a picture of? It shows up on your photo roll.
Right, right.
So I think that's a really curious thought is, you know, what do we deem as important?
Yeah, what's significant? And you know what what's significant to you?
I was thinking, when you said that, I thought to myself, maybe I need to get better at taking pictures of things that are seemingly insignificant that are actually significant.
Just even to mark the moment. I mean, I think marking the moment is important. There's lots of pictures on my camera roll that have never seen social media and they won't, but it's just to mark.
Why?
Well, just because it's to mark.
Is it like you in like some sassy, sexy, slithery pants?
It's just to mark the moment for me. It's not necessarily something that maybe someone else would find interesting. It's just something that I want to mark the moment I find interesting. Yeah. I find special.
Right.
January for me, we had our second live event. It was so fun. It was so, it was such a nice thing to look forward to in the winter. We had it at our little property we call the Mercantile. And one thing that stands out to me about that time, and because I took pictures, I you know, I saw it, remembered it, is we have a local heating and cooling business called Shanklin. Shanklin, if you are listening. And
I use them. I use them too.
I'm telling you, the owner, Derek, I don't know if you can find a nicer guy out there. I mean, he's such a nice guy. We walked into the Mercantile in January, the day of our live event, and it was 56 degrees in the room. That's a little cold.
Right.
And it
you
was
were like,
just,
there are 25 people coming in like 3 hours.
Yes. And I just happened to have his direct contact. Mm-hmm. And so I said, Derek, you didn't know what you were doing when you gave me your direct contact because it is a Saturday, but we need your help.
Here's what everybody needs to know. Don't give Leanne your direct contact unless you want her to call you.
Correct.
If you don't, give her your secretary.
That is correct.
Because she is not afraid to.
No, that is correct. So we FaceTimed Derek, you and I.
Yeah, I remember
and he
this.
He said, you know what? Why don't I just come down there? I'm just in my recliner watching football. He said, I'll just come down. And he came down to the Mercantile and it was just a little loose wire.
Yeah.
He fixed us up. And I just thought, you know, I love living in a small town.
Totally. That's just a testament to that, like small town, build relationships, get to know people.
Yes.
I was thinking about in January, we right at the beginning, it was actually technically like December 30th, we were celebrating 50,000 downloads.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
And you know what is so awesome? I was thinking about this. You know, when we celebrated that milestone and it was so big, it's so big to us.
Yeah, it feels big, yeah.
And now we're well over 100,000 downloads, which is so huge.
Yeah,
but
for
you know what?
Sure.
I am so grateful for the 50,000 as well.
Yeah,
I think sometimes there's a temptation rather to keep looking ahead and keep getting bigger, you know. And that's great. And you know, of course, for us, we want to continue to grow in our podcast.
Sure, of course we do.
But at the same time, I'm thankful for where we were the first year and a half.
I'm so thankful for our podcast family right now.
I know.
If we stayed the same, I would just be so thankful to stay the same.
Right.
Like, because we have a wonderful community and family of podcast listeners. We have so much fun at those live events. The live events are just so fun.
They really are.
And I just feel like we're a community, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're right. I think sometimes it's very easy to be like, bigger, grow, hustle, grind.
No,
we don't need to do that. We need to just keep doing what we're doing.
Right.
And, you know, I think in the beginning we decided, the two things we decided, one, we want to have really great sound.
Yeah.
And two, we never want to miss a week.
Yeah.
We want to stay consistent. Because let me tell you, if you do any research out there, if you're thinking about a podcast, one of the biggest things people do is they don't make it past episode 2021 with consistency.
They said only 9% of podcasts that start make it past episode 20
and
or 21.
And we just committed to...
So we're already in the top 9%. Okay.
But we really committed to staying consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
And to just keep going. And we've done that and it's been lovely.
Yeah.
February for me, I did a live event at Be Fearless.
Yes,
which was so fun with our friend Molly. Molly is from Maryland and actually, I became, so many of my friends come through you. Come through the channel of you and Mallory.
I just appreciate you acknowledging
yes, that. Yes, you and Mallory met. You met Molly first, and you're like, you need to be friends with my friend Leanne. And absolutely. We have become lovely friends. And we did a kind of a social media type event at, or small business branding event at Be Fearless in February. But also, let me just tell you, looking through those pictures, I also made a slamming, delicious, homemade yellow cake with fluffy, creamy chocolate frosting for our Amish friends. We have, there are four couples, three couples are Amish, Daryl and I are not, obviously. And we get together once in the winter for a steak dinner and once in the summer for a cookout.
Yeah.
And we've done this for probably, let me just pause right here. One thing I noticed scrolling through my phone that I want to mention to all of us. If you don't make the effort and you don't pick the date and you don't get it down on the calendar and you don't do it, years are going to pass.
That's true.
And you're not going to do it. And I have to say one thing about my friend groups is we commit to staying connected.
Right.
Even if it's twice a year, we do that cookout every summer and we do that steak dinner every winter. And this past winter, one of the Amish guys said, why don't we go to the steak dinner? Why don't we go early? We literally were like the early bird people. We're those people now. We went to the steak dinner and then we came back to our little farmhouse and had
dessert.
Cake for dessert. And it was lovely and the cake was delicious.
I love that. You know, I think for us, some of our friends that are so good at planning ahead are Eric and Emily Heller. Mm-hmm. Eric's one of our Sky Guy friends.
Yes, Sky Guy.
And Eric Heller is so good at looking ahead and being like, okay, like I already know we have something with him on January 17th.
Right.
Because he's the one that's always like, look at you, pull him out.
And if you don't get it, if you don't do it and you don't commit to it, you won't.
Right.
So when people say to me, I need a breakfast club, I need to, well, you know what you need to do? You need to be the one.
Right.
To pull reach out to the people and get the date down.
That's right.
Because if you don't, you won't.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Well, when I looked at my feed for February, the most significant, there were two big things.
Okay.
The first one is we launched our coffee.
Yes.
We were actually, that's not true. We didn't launch it in February. We were researching it in February. And on that research trip, I threw up in your car.
Yeah, that's accurate.
So that's
a memory. You know, that's a core memory right there.
We were doing a little bit of research at local coffee roasters in February and we were just tooling around. I was on Miller time.
Right.
You know, I was stuck.
Yep.
We'll just say it like that. Maybe that's one of your S's. Stuck. Well, not you.
Terrible ass. Terrible.
That's a terrible ass. But I was trapped in your car and I said, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, you
and
looked you thought at me I was joking. Stoplight. I mean, you're like,
you thought I was joking.
I'm going to throw up. And then you kind of started doing this like swallowing kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, he's not kidding.
My mouth waters.
Yeah. And
does your mouth water when you need to throw up?
Still the thing that I will go down emblazed, imprinted on my brain is I whipped into
that. And you nay-nayed. You whipped and nay-nayed right into that parking lot.
And I wasn't expecting you to be opening the door.
Uh-huh. The door just flung open and it was a spray.
And all I could see is you doubling.
Well, I had my seatbelt on.
So and you didn't quite make it. Like no.
There's probably still a chunk in your door. There's probably still a chunk.
That almost makes me gag. But
you might find a pepper, a dried up, pepper or something.
No.
But yeah, we had a great time. But yeah, that's when we were researching our coffee.
Yeah,
so
that was good.
If you haven't tried our coffee, truly you should try it because it's so good. I think I went through with gifts and everything. You know, we gave some away to some friends. I think I went through like 12 pounds in the last couple
weeks. Because you actually bought some.
Yeah,
bought
like I needed more.
Yeah,
and so our coffee is so good. This is a little trick. If you Google "These Are Good Days Baltic Coffee," you will get the link.
Yes,
or you have it in your Instagram.
Yes, I do.
But it is such good coffee. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
So good.
And we were researching our coffee blend in February last year.
Yes,
and you
we
know,
were.
I think for me the lesson with that too is, you know, I literally just said like, be thankful for the 50,000, be thankful for the 112,000. But also something you're really good at is you were like, out of our friendship and out of this partnership of our podcast is you were the friend that goes, why not?
That's right.
You're the friend that goes like, well, let's ask.
Yes, I found.
Let's call the owner of the heating company. That's right. He can say no.
I found.
He has a free will.
I found the contact for Mel Robbins, and I emailed and said, yeah, we want Mel Robbins on our podcast. We want to interview her. Listen, you miss 100% of the shots you do not take.
As quoted by Michael Scott and Wayne Gretzky. That's an office joke.
Yes. Well, I don't know who started it, but it's a good thing to say.
It's true.
Because it's true. And I'm not afraid of no. That's,
you aren't.
Listen.
And I get a little, if I'm being honest, I get a little more stuck in the steps. I'm like, well, what happens if this? And how do we know how to do that? Listen, and you're like, really what happens is you're like, well, you'll figure it out, Matt.
Yes. Yes, it's true. And here's, if there's one thing you take away from today's podcast is you're never going to know unless you try.
It's true.
And the no, if you get a no, you walk away knowing that you gave it a shot.
That's right. That's
so right. I've always said this to our boys and said it to myself. I am not afraid of no.
Right.
I am more afraid of sitting.
Of not knowing.
And not doing it.
Yeah.
And not trying. I'm not afraid of no.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm going to combine March and April because we decided we're not going 45 minutes today.
No,
we're going to keep
we've
this.
Had some long ones.
Yeah. We're going to wrap it up. So March and April, the whole month of March, we went to Hilton Head. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I will say in February, and we're doing it again this February, you and I emceed an event that was amazing in February for O Huddle. It was wonderful. But March, we went to Hilton Head. It was so great. It was so good for Daryl. Mm-hmm. I still have this mental image of Daryl in my mind with a Lewis Lamar book on the porch of the Sea Loft, smoking a cigar with his feet up.
It is safe to say 2024 was your year of cigarettes and smoking.
Year of smoking
for both of you. Not many people when they're 56 pick up habits again.
He had a cigar and a Louis Lamar book, and he was out there
just
reading
loving life
and enjoying himself, and that was good to see. April, you know, I made some new friends in Hilton Head.
Yeah,
and a group of women. We went to Aruba. It was so fun.
So fun.
It was, and these women.
I didn't go.
These women are all super active. No, you didn't go. All super active. It was probably one of the most active vacations I've been on. It was like,
I remember,
pickleball, walking,
jump in a reservoir, climb up with Carlos or whomever.
His name was Rocky. Yeah. Like Rocky Balboa.
He's like, come on.
Yeah, he's like, trust me, grab my hand.
You're like, I'm like, okay.
And then we had our live event in April.
Yes.
Our live event with Be Fearless, which we hope to do again this year.
Yeah.
We had to cancel our second live event because that's coming. I'll go over that in a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, our live event with Be Fearless was a great step for us. And it was a healthy step for us because we went from, you know, being able to accommodate like 28 people in a room, mm-hmm, which was very intimate and wonderful,
yeah,
to like, we had 70. Well, we had
it
too
was so
many.
Fun.
Yeah. We probably overcrowded.
Yeah.
And
but
so
it was
so fun. And Be Fearless,
and do you remember,
what wonderful hosts.
One thing I love about our live events. Do you remember all the gifts we gave away?
Oh my
we
word.
We had so many products sending us.
Diva.
Tyler Candle Company sent us laundry. I mean, we could go on, but we don't have time.
It was
for
wonderful.
That. Listen, for me, when I think about the spring, I had pictures with the Skyline guys, mm-hmm, in Skyline. And it goes back to that thing. If you want a breakfast club, if you want a Skyline guys, just start it.
You got to do
start
it.
Start with, even if it's one other person that's like, hey,
you got to do it.
Let's do it. Maybe at your first meeting, you go, hey, you bring a person, I bring a person, da 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 da. The other thing that happened for us in the spring that was so fun was our blue couch. Do you remember our blue couch?
Yes, your peacock blue couch.
And you know what
beautiful.
I kind of forgot until now is how much shade you threw at my old couches.
Yeah, your old couches, you know, they were sad.
It was white. It was a white couch, but you like to remind me it looked not white.
No, it wasn't white.
And, you know,
the white had left.
It left the building. But it was our year of the blue couch. And here's my like takeaway for that is
you waited, you planned.
I waited,
you budgeted,
but also like don't be afraid of that either, because some people, you know, we had to search for the blue couch.
Yes.
If you just go to a store and you want a couch tomorrow, you're probably going to get white, black, brown, gray, navy.
You waited,
and Mallory wanted something unique and special, mm-hmm, that would
and I
match
love it.
us. And it was worth the wait.
You know, and I think that's also another good reminder is, even though I teach you about it, there is value in saying what I have is good enough.
100%.
And I'm content with it. And I have little kids, and I'm not going to get this sectional until the kids are old
enough.
And because they're expensive.
Yeah, in 2025 might be the year that I finally get a car.
That's going to be exciting. In May, Daryl and I went to Wyoming to the Whitaker wedding. So Hala Whitaker got married to Brady Pendergrass. We helped with food. I made biscuits. I went into Yellowstone Park for the first time in my life. I saw buffalo pretty up close, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
That was a really good time. It was a really good, it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. It was just a really special thing.
Mm-hmm. I had on my list too, when I look back at like the summer, we had two Disney trips. We had a Disney trip with our friends for the ladies' 40th without kids. And then we went to Disney for the first time ever with my sister and her family.
It was Disney, Danielle, and Just Maggie.
Yeah, Disney, Danielle, and Just Maggie. And we went like a couple weeks later with my sister and her husband and their kids and my mom.
Time.
And here's what I loved about that. Of course, I love Disney. I think it's magical. I think it's happy. Yes. I think it's fun. But what I loved is taking people to a place that I love and sharing an experience with people. I love these people.
Right.
I love this place. Well, here's the hard part.
You really did appreciate seeing your sister love it so much.
Oh,
like
100%.
Love the characters and love
the
and
rides
really love and, it. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And I think this is kind of a double-edged sword, because for me, when I love something and I want to bring people along, I want them to love it too.
Yeah.
So I have to be okay with maybe it's not their thing, and that's okay.
Right.
But at the same time, when they do love it, and it's something you love, and you're bringing
so
them into something that you love.
Yeah.
It is so fun. And it's like, I think what I took away from that is bring people along with you.
Yes.
Like to things that you love to do. It could be thrifting. It could be, be grocery shopping.
Yes.
Things that you love, bring people along.
Yes.
Because if you love the person and you love the activity or whatever it is, maybe you're starting a hobby with someone.
Yes.
You're just maybe, have you seen, this is kind of a little off topic, have you seen on social media, there are movie theaters doing lights on movie theaters where people bring crafts embroidery.
No, I'm not doing that.
I didn't ask you to. You were never invited. But wow.
Where was it recently? What was it recently? I texted you and told you I wasn't going there, and you're like, "Have you been invited?" And I said, "No, but I just want to let you know that I'm never going." Where was that?
I don't remember. But what I like about that is like people doing things together. I read this article in the New York Times this week about how like board game clubs for millennials are becoming popular.
Yeah,
and it's
I can do that.
Put down
I'm
your
not
phone.
Doing it in a movie theater.
No one invited you. Like, don't yuck our yum. All that to be said is I think do things together that you love.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you might encourage someone, or I didn't know my sister liked Disney so much, and now she's talking about Disney.
Yes.
So like bring people along.
Yes.
Whatever you're doing. If you just bring them along.
Okay, listen, I have to tell you, in June, I went with my childhood friends to Hilton Head, and I get together with my childhood girlfriends once in the winter, once in the summer, and we have so much fun. We've known each other since we were the summer of our fourth grade year, and we have so much fun together. It's Aunt Gigi's one of them,
I love Aunt Gigi.
And here's what I want to say also about that. If there's someone in your life that you're like, I'd love to reconnect with them. I was friends with them in elementary school. I was friends with them in seventh grade. I was really great friends with them.
I've talked
as
about
a sophomore.
My friend Grant.
Yeah,
like we
reconnect because there's something about an old friend that just does your heart good.
That's
and
right.
We all know each other so well, and we've really started a tradition where we get together. We don't go out to eat a whole lot when we're in Hilton Head. We eat in. We sit around the table the whole
you
evening.
Laugh.
We laugh, and then we always sometime during the trip, we pray over each one individually and over our children.
Yeah.
And we've watched our kids grow up, and it's just it's been so special. In July, Matt, we started making decisions about the deck.
Oh,
our deck at the farmhouse. Shout out Mount Hope Fence.
If you are listening.
Mount Hope Fence, they don't do just fence. They do porches, they do pavilions, they do outdoor living areas.
Hardscapes.
Incredible place in Mount Hope, Ohio. And we did a deck improvement on our house. I could not love it more, but we started making those decisions in July. And one thing I found out about myself, I can keep a secret. We started the planning in July, but I could not say much about it until we made all the decisions.
Right.
You know, I couldn't put it on socials. So I sat on that for a good, I don't know, almost 2.5 months before I said anything, but we had to make those decisions and look at measurements and plans and drawings
plan ahead, in
July.
Yeah.
So the deck decisions started in July, which really was encouraging for me, because if there's one thing that I kind of go, is when we have people over, we are very limited on space.
Right,
so
right.
if we really do anything over 8 people, it's just our house is small. So this is going to change how we can entertain when the weather's good. And I just absolutely am thrilled.
This fall, something that was not on my bingo card for this year was I got into cookbooks and like printing off recipes. There's something so cathartic to me about cooking. Listen,
you became a huge vodka sauce Dan Pelosi fan of his cookbook called Let's Eat.
Yes, Pelosi.
You know, we're both grossy girls.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just a grossy guy. But yeah, Dan Pelosi, if you are listening.
We love you, Dan.
Let's
now, you're
Cook
a grossy
has
girl.
Become...
A grossy girl is a term.
Yeah. But that's just not my vibe.
I love following him on Instagram. Yeah. I love watching how he entertains. I love watching how he loves people. And he has a great cookbook called Let's Eat. And
love
you
it.
Love the vodka sauce
love
in
it.
That cookbook.
And I started using Natasha's Kitchen cookbook. Yes. And then even for Christmas, I got some more cookbooks that I wanted to try out.
Lazy Genius Kitchen.
But I also started printing out recipes. I brought a big binder home from work that somebody was going to throw away. And I was like, you know, I'm going to print off recipes like our favorite things.
Yeah.
Because I've been a Pinterest person. I've been a Google boy, all the things. But there is something for me about having a book open on the counter that you can just go back to. Yes. And I love it. And cooking has become like the fun side of cooking. It's been cathartic. It's been relaxing.
Good.
And at the end of the day, my kids still need to eat. So why not make it good?
Listen, in August, it was my birthday and I turned
56.
You brought me a special candle for my birthday cake. I wanted a grocery store birthday cake.
Well, do you remember what we wrote on your birthday cake was Mallory ordered it for you. And
yes,
it said something about you're the head Joy Scout, or you're our favorite Joy Scout, or something like that.
I loved it. It was so fun. And all I really wanted for my birthday was to be around a table with friends.
Yeah.
And we were with Kat. We were with the Whitakers.
Right.
Kat asked some great questions.
Great questions.
One of the questions she asked on my birthday at the table for me to answer was, what are you proud of this year? What are you proud of in year 55? And it was really, really good. And here was my answer. I was proud of how I feel in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm proud that I can sit in my heart with contentment and feel good about my life and decisions in my life. So I thought that was a really good question.
Yes.
And then one of the questions she ended with was, how can we help you?
Mm-hmm. Like your people
as
around the table.
As your friends, how can we help you? And I loved that question
as
well.
You know what else happened this summer that was fun is we got like...
Pitbull.
I'm not there yet. we had some great guests on the podcast starting in late spring, early summer. So we had Sharon McMahon, who is Sharon Sesso on Instagram.
Yes.
She's America's government teacher. We had the Nestor, Michael and Smith was on with us.
We had
Carlos Whitaker on. He was here visiting and we're like, hey, let's do a podcast.
How are you being disobedient to God right now?
Oh, I still am nervous about that. That still makes me go,
ooh. That was a really good question.
And then we had... most recently was Kendra Adachi, the Lazy Genius.
And we had
some great conversations with people about their perspectives, and they're like experts in their field. Yes. And so that was one
so
of my
good.
Favorite parts
so
of
good.
This year.
So good. Pitbull, September was Pitbull. I had
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. I loved Pitbull. I loved the concert. I went with Charlie and Joey.
Yeah.
Charlie is my friend Amy, who passed away, her oldest son. We had so much fun at that concert. It was so fun. And then at the end of September, we learned about Daryl's heart.
Yeah.
So Daryl's has a heart surgery coming up. We learned about that in September. And then Matt... In October, we were still making deck decisions.
Yeah.
And the deck kind of like was being launched and was getting ready to be built and tore down and mm-hmm. rebuilt was really a really beautiful thing to see. And also Domino Gang, you know,
that's right.
Joey and I get together with ladies in their 80s and we play dominoes, and don't think for 1 minute those sweet Southern Baptist ladies aren't coming.
You.
Yeah, they will cut you. They're coming for blood.
They're coming. Here's the other thing. What I was thinking about October is my wife started a book club at work.
Oh, that's so
and
great.
And so here's a theme that's coming up is these little groups of people that we bring together.
Yeah.
Little groups. So it's Skyline Guys. It's Domino Club. It's Book Club.
We
it's
need
Breakfast
it.
Club.
We need it in our life.
We need those people. Yeah. So maybe it's a book club. Maybe it's a restaurant you love with people. Maybe it's a wine club. I have a friend that does cooking classes with a group of high school friends and their spouses. Heather Sanders is a friend of mine. If you're listening,
is Heather going to sponsor us? Come on, Heather,
pull up
Heather.
Heather just works with me, but Heather is a faithful listener of the podcast, and she has done cooking classes with her friends. She's
so
part
good.
Of my wife's book
yes.
club. And so I think those things that
they're important
connect you to other people and maybe people you don't normally connect with. Maybe 2025 is our year.
Yes.
Start some clubs.
Now listen, Matt, it's 35 minutes and 33 seconds. We said we were going to end. I'm just going to say this about November. Our oldest son got engaged to a lovely, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young woman. Her name is Mary Grant, but we call her MG. I love her so much. She's just become a beautiful part of our family. So our son got engaged. And then in December, our deck was completed. It was finished. It was incredible. And you know, we just had a lovely, lovely holiday season. And that was my year.
That's
the recap.
Awesome. Well, you know what's interesting? And I'm literally going to take 1 minute, because I listed at the end of my list all the other, there's a lot of life that happens in between these things.
It's so,
you know,
true.
We look at your highlight reel. Yes. There's so much life that happens
in between.
So when I think about the in between moments, I think about Wednesday night dinners with my mom.
Yes.
My mom has us over for dinner every Wednesday night. I think about pizza nights with my kids.
Yes.
Apparently it's all centered around food.
Yes.
I had pictures of going to local farms.
And your children are growing up.
Yeah.
Your children are growing up in those in between.
Yeah.
Homes.
We had birthday cakes and we had people over. And
yes. I think the common theme is relationships and people are
100%.
Such a huge integral part of our year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, you as a podcast listener, we cannot be more thankful for you. We have loved doing this together. We would love to know different topics you would love for us to cover. Just slide into Hey Matt Barris, his DMs, or into mine. I'm just Leah Miller, my name. And Matt, we have one last thing to do.
Let's talk about food.
Okay. When we went to West Virginia, we took pepper bacon from Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. We took apple smoked bacon.
Yes.
But you know what else I took? I took some gummies. That's not normal for me, but I took some gummy candy.
Were they have shiny ones?
No, they weren't the 3D shiny ones. They were the ones that have the teeny tiny over easy egg.
Oh, yeah,
and they
have
the strawberry. They were so good. We all loved them. And it was fun just to kind of try each one. But Walnut Creek Cheese and Market has an incredible candy section.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You won't ever get like a hard gummy there. They're all fresh.
No, that's against their rules. You know, for us, one of the things that popped out at Christmas this year was like one of their relishes. I forget which one it is. It's like a jalapeno salsa relish kind of thing. And we were kind of, you know how when you have those days where you ate a big meal at 2 and you kind of know you want to eat something
a little snacky snack.
7 or 8 or you need like something in between. My mom took a block of cream cheese, spread it out, poured that jalapeno relish type
thing.
It's
the raspberry jalapeno jelly. It's wonderful there.
So,
so good.
So that's another one is this year, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market has continued to be such a great friend to us and such a good partner. And we're so thankful for
them. We are. Yep.
So, hey, thanks for joining us in this recap of the year. You know, it's been a great year. But when we look back, I think something important to remember is, one, don't forget the in-between moments, because the in-between moments are just as important as the big moments.
Yes, a lot of life happens there.
And also, don't forget the people that are around you. You know, if you need to start a book club or a cooking club or a wine club or a breakfast club or go to Skyline with some friends, do it. Because if you don't schedule it, it's not going to happen. So let's make 2025 the year where relationships really rise to the top. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that
these are good
days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods and Mount Hope Fence.